Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go. With Jim and Nobby.
Niall Horan's audition, the extended cut. So everyone's looking backwards at the moment to the X Factor back in the day. But this is never before seen footage of Niall Horan, and this is the extended cut of his X Factor audition.
Is there another anniversary to justify this? What's, why now? Why is it popping up?
Ever since your man said that they made the band around him. Anyway, here's Niall, unseen.
What's your name?
Niall
what?
Horan.
Why are you here today?
I'm here to be the best artist I can be in the world.
And Niall, how old are you?
I'm 16, Louis.
Where are you from?
Mullingar.
Mullingar, okay. And Niall, what makes you different from everybody else? Why do you think you've got the X Factor?
I'm upbeat. I'm ready to fill arenas around the world, sell albums, and become as big as all you guys here in front of me.
Okay. And Niall, what artist do you think you could be as big as in the charts?
I'm going to try Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Now, unless they're talking about Niall, you can hear Simon and I don't know who it was at the time just chatting away. Rude.
Well, I think this was footage that they didn't use. So, you know.
Yeah, but still, like, Louis talking to him and all he can hear is...
Well, it's probably just the intro bits before they start filming for sure.
Do you want to share the joke, Cal, with the class?
But the girls were screaming for him straight away.
Ah, he was a cute little fella.
He was a cute little
blonde
fella.
Hair.
Little smiley head in him.
Happy Irish. The Irish charm, Jim.
Yeah, he has it all.
You know this.
Yeah. And he, do you know what?
You've got 50% of that. He's just blonde hair.
He's as good as Bieber, in my eyes. Or
eyes,
better.
Yeah, no, he's the real deal.
I'd like to hear Niall doing Peaches.
Yeah.
I got my Peaches open. True.
Bono's daughter, Eve. I should probably just call her Eve Hewson. She's an actress in her own right.
She certainly is, yeah. It's time we... and the same with the other fella in the band.
I don't know why now, but she's been talking about going to the 40 foot after dinner on the 25th of December. No idea why. Why now?
So I wouldn't mention that because now people are going to show up.
Ah, they'll forget. Maybe that's why she's doing it now. In a few months' time, they'll have forgotten about it. She says it's a big thing. She doesn't say he goes or anything.
The da?
Yeah, I don't think so. Everyone goes out the night before. And you get a little bit too much.
He goes busking, yeah.
You go to church and then you swim off your hangover in the 40 foot. Maybe she was saying it somewhere else and she didn't mean to. She's in a thing called Bad Sisters at the moment. I don't know if you want to watch it.
So it's not on TV until the 19th. What date's today? The 16th? So, yeah, the 19th. It's coming out this week.
Apple
looks
TV
brilliant. Sharon Horgan, Eve Hewson.
The 40 foot.
Great cast, really amazing. So, Sarah Green.
Yeah.
Carly Rae Jepsen's Beach House. It's the latest release from her new album, The Loneliest Time.
Got a mobile in Corktown.
You should start seeing somebody.
Yeah, like, what about that guy over there?
I mean, I was thinking more along the lines of a qualified medical professional, but yeah, that guy's pretty hot.
She's pretty funny. We met her.
She's cool.
She was a good laugh. Good buzzer. Right, that's the dish there just for now. More, obviously, after 7.
Hey. This is Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's 7 to 4.
Giddy Tuesday.
It is a bit giddy. What has you giddy now this morning?
I have no idea.
What gets Nobby giddy?
Sometimes just...
That's a good game we could play if we're stuck.
Just people. People can make you giddy.
Oh, yes.
You know? things.
Words. Dublin Airport queue chaos is a thing of the past.
It's a thing of the past.
Troops have been stood down.
Oh.
So there's a major improvement on security issues and the queues are no longer a problem. So
I actually think there hasn't been any major issues for quite a while, but they just didn't want to jinx themselves, so they waited to make this announcement.
Well, there's only 2 weeks left of the summer, you know, before yeah. kids go back. So people are coming back now. Most people have been
I know, but I mean, I was there a good few weeks ago myself even, and it was grand. It really was no issue. So I don't think they wanted to announce this and then for a busy weekend to come up and bite them in the arse.
I think all the busy weekends are over, is what I'm saying.
So
it's kind of,
so they're waiting until September nearly to announce it.
Hard up people at Rock Bottom are being offered a way to save cash, and it's reusable toilet paper. Eco company Net Zero is selling a cloth loo roll. You're grand. 25 quid for 24 pattern sheets.
Although, if you bought any sort of a gaff, now it doesn't have to be a mansion or anything. A lot of gaffs in the last few years, new ones, had any level of solar panels on them.
Yeah.
They're starting now that they're going to buy, now it's probably very little money, but they're going to buy your power back off you. So that's money for nothing.
Yeah, solar power is a big thing now.
I know a lot of people that don't have solar myself. I'm just saying.
I know people who got it before there was an energy crisis, and how clever they must feel.
You'd laugh, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Share us from the sun or from the daylight.
Reusable toilet roll, I'm not sure. Do you know something I've noticed about toilet roll? It's got much more expensive.
Yeah.
There's less of it on a roll.
Is there less of it?
I think so, yeah. Now,
the puppy rolled it all off.
This is me being a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, they're robbing us with the toilet roll, man.
That's a theory, they called you.
I think there's something up.
They'll blame that they can't fit enough sheets on the cardboard roll anymore. Compromises the integrity of the cardboard roll.
Something like, I think they've made the toilet roll fluffier or something, so there's less of it.
Tell you what else, lads, and I'm as bad as this myself, and I'm starting to look at everything. Packages for telly and everything.
Yeah.
On Sunday week ago, whatever it was, I needed to buy some ice burgers. So I bought 8 ice burgers for little people on the road.
Don't tell us how much. Let's see if they can guess.
Eight icebergs in a convenience store.
Full size icebergs.
Yeah, not like 4. I think you get 4 in a box. But last night, so that's still stuck in me. Last night, I went to one of the German supermarkets.
Yeah.
And I bought 8 fake Cornettos for €1.59.
8. And what do they taste like?
Tastes like pretty good. I mean, they don't have a chocolate bit down the end of the tip. But sure, lots of things don't. Okay. It was grand.
It's not a real Cornetto, so.
It wasn't even 20 cent a Cornetto.
That's pretty good. And were they mini size?
No.
Normal size?
I think they were actually a little bit bigger. My point is...
The large Cornettos, that's too big an ice cream.
Oh, they're maxi ones or something.
It's too big.
I wouldn't bother with that. They're a 4-year-old. I just want the Cornetto! I was like, all right. First of all, what happened to your voice? Second of all, come on, get in the car. We'll go.
So Thomas Tuchel is facing a lengthy ban after his call for a referee Anthony Taylor not to officiate any more Chelsea games. Not apart from the fact he pulled a hand off your man.
You can't block a ref from games.
No. Well, you can't even slag them off in interviews. You're supposed to be, you know.
Oh, I questioned the JA linesman thinking before and it didn't end well. You can't question these people.
And Nunes is a numpty because Nunes headbutted last night. His debut ended in misery as he was red carded for a headbutt against Crystal Palace last night. You heard Jurgen on the news there saying it's not cool and he'll have a 2-match ban now.
It's not good.
There's losing the head and there's losing the head, and that's really not.
Is that not how you want to start?
It's really bad. Look, the amount of money they spent.
Yeah. Imagine the first day in your new job, like, doing that. Imagine, like, nutting the fella from accounts on your first day in the office.
Well, this is the thing. If I nutted the fella from accounts, right?
Yeah.
Not that I would.
Oh, you'd be on probation. You'd be gone.
No, I'd be gone.
Out, see ya.
If I nutted anybody, I'd be gone. That's it. Game over.
I don't know about now.
Nunes, 2-match ban. You can't be doing that.
A very famous radio presenter, Jim. Breakfast time. They might let you away with it. Like,
why would I nut the fella from accounts?
But
anyway.
You wouldn't. But
you'd have to have said something terrible.
Might say, Jim, shake hands with him.
I'm not a headbutt kind of guy.
I would have to.
That's a sucker punch. It's a scoby move.
Sometimes the only time I ever headbutted somebody was I didn't really have any other choice.
I was cornered into
a classroom, and I'm not sorry, and I'd do it again.
And you headbutted.
I'd do it harder now.
Who was it? The teacher.
Like that Sam Fender song. But I would hit him in her Ah, just a little muppet in school.
A couple, I'm going to tell you in a second about a couple who got married, and it was a very strange theme for their wedding.
Okay. Were there other people there, like, marrying them?
There's other people there, but they're really into sausages.
All right. It's F104 with Harry Styles.
Machines work longer with Calgar. So, this is, you know, every so often there's a couple who just, they want to get themselves in the paper. And this has worked. Sometimes they'll skydive and get married. Sometimes they get married in an unusual location. But this is a couple of meat lovers swapped the chiller aisle for the wedding aisle. In a sausage-themed ceremony.
Sausage-themed. Lovely. Right. Okay.
So, his name is Luke Hindmarsh. He's 33. And her name is Francesca Brooke Fenton. She's 27. And they really, really like pepperami.
Okay.
Apparently, and it says here they bring pepperami to bed with
these
them.
These are the things in the packets, the little green packets.
There you go.
I've had ads where they have teeth.
So, yeah.
They bring them to bed with them. What did they do with them in bed?
To spice things up. They love pepperami so much they even bring it to bed.
To eat, like?
Yeah.
Nothing weird.
Mum of one, Francesca, chose a wedding dress in the style of the pepperami packaging. So it's green. Like dark green.
I've never had one of these.
Have you never had a pepperami?
I don't think so.
I don't know if I have had one either, but I would have thought you would have had one.
Like, they're very preservative-y, I would imagine. Like, they're not going to go off, are they?
Yeah, it wouldn't be.
Like, if you're stuck up a mountain dying of hunger and you had one of them in your packet, like, it'd keep you going.
They're big in the UK. I don't know if there's as big here. Anyway, she's dressed in the green, right? She even has the angry animal mascot on the dress.
Pretty sure they have teeth that come to life to show you how kind of spicy they are.
Pepperami, he's got eyes and he's got teeth.
Yeah.
He's on the dress on her, what do you call the thing, the bit that flows behind them?
The trail.
The trail.
No, the train.
The train, that's the train. It. So on the train, that's you got the pepperami on the train there behind her.
Okay. And
her bouquet had pepperamis in it.
Ah, come on.
And the angry character was invited, and the angry character was on the invitations, and he was a guest. Some fella from, you know.
What?
Luton or somewhere.
Who's also into pepperami?
No, some fella has paid for the day to dress up as the pepperami guy and go to this wedding.
What's he even got? Jesus.
Like, he's a mascot, so like there were some lads dressed up and like, they've got a gig today, yeah.
Wow. Bang a sausage off your missus.
So, yeah.
Flowers and everything, like.
He's a home renovator, and friends and family haven't been too surprised. They know how much we love pepperami. That's a very odd one.
It's very odd. Can you even, like, are they available in normals?
Yeah, you can get them here.
No, I know, but, like, pepperami, I can't even remember how you spell them.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so you get 5 in a packet. Frankfurters and snacking, they're in that department.
Okay.
That film Sausage Factory that was out a few years ago, that was kind of the closest thing to in a film, because they had teeth also. Right. 22.5 grams of goodness. Oh, they're sold as a protein kick.
There you go. So, £2 with your club card. For 5.
It says there's pork in them, but it doesn't say how much.
Right. Well, that's always a bit of an alarm bell.
Write a review. Wow. Who's the time?
May contain pork. Well, look. People are fans of them. They're very, very popular in the UK.
Okay. Yeah. Well, clearly.
You know.
Pepperami.
You know, things like that are more.
I hope they went to Frankfurt or for honeymoon or somewhere like that. Like, where would
it doesn't
you go?
It didn't say where they went, but.
The home of, well, anywhere in Germany, they love sausage there.
Like the fella, like the mascot, he's full size. You know, he's like Mr. Tato.
He's probably just happy not to be doing like a supermarket opening for a change.
Yeah,
or like the stand on a Wednesday beside some
had one. Had to pack that costume into the back of his Renault and drive to this wedding.
That should mean search for the guards.
And then put that and in this heat, had to go and sit in this wedding. It was outdoors, wearing a
Mr.
Pepperami angry monster outfit.
So weird.
For the whole thing. Anyway, right. Pepperami are delighted because it's got into the papers.
Yeah.
I wonder if they get a few quid. Do they get a few quid for that? Maybe they did.
Maybe. She'll go off to Pepperami when she's married anyway. Don't worry about it.
Hart House is proud to be serving up a new era, and we're thrilled to be partnering with the Inner City Arts. So it's a meat-free establishment, fast food, which is cheap and meat-free.
Oh, that's cool.
It's called My Heart House.
I don't necessarily want to be negative now about this one, but are there chains when celebrities get involved? Are they actually good?
Well, I don't know, but this is all
not so
about
much
him.
Of a thing here, really. Are they? Like, I know we Jamie Oliver here, and then that closed.
No, no, it's still open.
No, it's not. He closed all his restaurants and got rid of a lot of people.
He didn't close them all. The one in Dublin still, the one in Dundrum still there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Call Jamie's.
Yeah, never closed down. He closed a good few of them around the place, but he closed, like, I think 70% of them, but he kept some of the big
he
ones.
He should do some radio ads to let us know about it.
He should, yeah.
So Idris Elba was actually in Barbara Broccoli's plans to be Bond.
Good, good, I like it. Go on, Babs.
He has been involved in the process, but only working with them, I suppose you could say, as a consultant to go, yeah, maybe them, no, not him.
Oh.
So he's not going to be Bond.
Yeah.
But he is involved in the process. Now, how he got to be involved in the process, I don't know. Did they say, do you want to be? And he said, no, but actually I'd love to be involved this way.
Well, it's the way it's looking like Bond is going to move on, and there's going to be loads of double agents in it. So maybe he could be one of Bond's pals.
A few Bonds, like.
He could be a villain too.
He's informed in the decision-making process. He's been in talks with producers for so long. And he's putting forward names to play 007. Right. That's his role in
the movie. Again, Mr. Bond. Yeah. He'd be a good villain.
He would, actually, yeah.
So singer is a runaway bride in the video for her new single, To Be Loved, Am I Ready? Which great song. Lizzo is a runaway bride in her new video. Let me know.
Sounds like everything from the 80s.
That's sampling something, though.
Sharona.
It's a sample.
Are you ready yet? No, 5 more minutes. Me tan's all streaky.
So she ditches him at the altar anyway, Lizzo does in the video.
Ah, why?
I don't know, but if anyone knows what that sample is, will you tell me? Because it's driving me mad.
Do you mean the singing part or the din?
No, no, it's not my Sharona. It's some kind of workout music type one.
Okay.
I think on the album I saw what it was, and I can't remember. It's driving me mad.
On the next issue of Dirt in F104, Ekin and Davide have their own thing coming. They're not going to be disappearing out of our lives anytime soon. No sense of sad, Jim.
No, no, I wasn't.
And also after 8 o'clock, a guy who borrowed a jet ski to go up the Liffey.
Yeah, he was very naughty, and we give him a little bit of a wobble.
A jet spanking.
Before he emigrates to Australia.
And F104's Instagram's on the way. Don't move!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listen, we're always saying it, and I'm going to keep saying it because every time I say it, somebody cool gets in touch. So
it works.
Well, it doesn't always work. We did one yesterday, and it didn't work. And we thought, okay, that's it for the day. But then we tried another one, and it was like, oh yeah, here we go. So a guy called Jamie, been listening to the show for a long time. Thanks, Jamie. He loves the wind-ups. He always sticks the strawberry on. Wherever he is, he's a builder, I think.
And Jamie.
Wherever he's working, he puts the strawberry on. Fair play to you.
Thank
and
you.
One of his co-workers, Mark... Here's sometimes our wind-ups, and he goes, they'd never get me. They'd never get me. He's always saying it. And Mark is heading off to live in Australia today. So Mark and his girlfriend, Eva, they're Kiva. They're going to head off to Australia today. So he was very naughty. A few months ago, he was on a jet ski, and he was going up in the Liffey, and he was told not to go certain places, and he went up a bit too far, and he got a rap on the knuckles. So we give him a ring and say that what he did was he breached international waters, and he wasn't taking me seriously enough, so I had to get a bit stern with him. And then there's a bit of a twist at the end. This is Mark, who's emigrating today, thinking that everything's going to go pear-shaped for his Australian new life.
Hello.
Hello, can I speak to Mark McGuire, please?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark, I'm calling from the International Waters Association with regards to an incident in May on the jet ski.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you tell me what happened there?
What's your name, sorry?
My name is...
What do you want to know?
I want to know what happened there.
What happened was, I was just messing on a jet ski and ended up taking a trip up the Liffey, but the thing ended up flipping halfway up it.
And how far up the Liffey did you go?
How far up the Liffey did I go?
Yes!
What?
How far up the Liffey did you go?
You know what the f*** are you talking to?
I'm talking to you!
Yeah, don't f***ing shout at me like that.
Or what? I don't like your flippant attitude. Now cop on.
Yeah, hey look, I'm going to ring you back, yeah? Because I'm not listening to that on the phone.
We've
gotten a bit of bother up the little, up the Liffey.
Yeah. Well, your little bit of bother is going to get you in a little bit more bother now.
How?
Because what you did, you breached international waters. This is an international incident. And you're repeating back to things to me and saying, wah. Do you know what you've done?
Yeah, I went up the jet ski in the Liffey. Yeah. I don't really see the problem, to be honest. There's no signs at all going up there. I don't really see the problem, to be totally honest with you.
And where did you get the jet ski from?
I don't know. That wasn't mine. It belonged to someone else.
So you don't know whose jet ski it was?
I know whose jet ski it was, yeah, but it was stolen.
Well, whose jet ski was it?
It was my friend.
What's your friend's name?
Well, you can ring him about that. You obviously have the note there.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. Look, I got to ring you.
You don't know your own friend's name. This is international.
No, I don't.
Okay. If this is the way you want to go.
But I don't know what's going on. I don't know why you're ringing me.
International incident.
International incident.
Yes. Do you know what you've done?
What have I done?
You've breached the waters.
Breached the waters? What are you talking about? The fucking Irish Sea.
It's not the Irish Sea.
I didn't go up there with an AK-47, for f***ing sake. I only went up there with your mates having a crack.
Well, an AK-47 is a gun, is that not?
Yeah, I know, but how would it breach international waters?
Because you were in the waters that are technically international. With no licence. You won't tell me the name of whose jet ski it was. It was a borrowed jet ski. Did anyone explain to you what you were supposed to do or not do?
No. Sorry, what's your name, sorry?
Brian.
Right.
You just need to work with me here on... what you did.
But what do you want to know?
Hang on, I tell you what.
What's being funny in
this? Mark, I'm not being funny. Okay, I'm going to put you on to my colleague because I'm starting to lose my patience. So hang on there.
Hello, yes, who am I speaking to?
Speaking to Mark. Hey, could you ring me back on a normal number, please? Not no caller ID.
Well, sorry, you've been passed on to our department here and we're just wondering about your plans.
What's in my plans?
Your plans? You're travelling abroad?
I don't.
Are you flying abroad? Sorry, are you flying to Australia?
I am flying to Australia. Yeah.
When are you flying to Australia, Mark?
I'm going to have to ring you back.
No, you're not, Mark. I'm going to ring you. When are you flying to Australia, Mark?
Give it over. It's a wind up, isn't it?
Timey kangaroo dance sport.
Flaming malagala.
What the bloody hell are you doing in a jet ski in international waters, mate?
Jamie.
Who the was that?
Jamie,
how are you, Jay? It's Jay Dog, Mark. You're on the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Did you say you'd never be got, yeah? Never be got.
I used to say, you'd never get me on the
G'day, Skip.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Everybody needs good neighbours.
Oh, Jamie, you're a dead man. Oh, my God.
You're not going to see him. You never even say goodbye.
Closer each day, Mark's not flying away.
Go on. You have me rattled here. Go on.
You're going to miss me, Mike.
Listen, enjoy Australia. Have a great time with you and Kiva.
Can you send me a recording of that?
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. 10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
We have Stephen on the line. A bit of a man of mystery, Jim. I'm not sure what he's doing later. He just said working.
Can you tell us anything about your job, Stephen?
Hey, morning, guys. Morning. I just work for an online gaming company.
Okay. All right. Cool. And do you appear on screen on it?
No, not very much.
So you're not an international YouTuber or anything?
No, I have a job.
You're not a blackjack dealer or something like that?
No, but you're probably not too far off with the game, so.
Okay. All right, so we want to give you €1,000. Do you think, what odds?
Red or black?
What odds would you give yourself?
I've been on before. I won about 2 or 3 years ago.
You didn't?
What?
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Well.
So, yeah. Hopefully I'm putting myself under more pressure now.
That's pretty good odds then.
That's pretty good, yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, here we go. Good luck. Kind of.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What city would you be in if you're on the Jubilee line?
London.
According to the song, who makes a list and checks it twice?
Santa Claus.
What sport is the K Club famous for?
Golf.
What? Did actor Tom Holland announce he was giving up recently?
Social media.
True or false, Adele is an Arsenal fan?
False.
What artist has had hits with New Shoes and Candy?
How long have you been?
Which member of One Direction left the band first?
Zayn Malik.
Name the five senses.
Sight, hearing, touch, smell, besides hearing, touch, smell, and I don't know. I'm not trying to fish one. Theo.
In which country is the city of Salzburg?
Austria.
And who won the Best Actress in a Leading Role Oscar earlier on this year? Best Actress in a Leading Role.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh. Stephen, you're good, man. You're good.
Very quick.
First seven flew through. And then the five senses. Sight, touch, smell, hearing. You had all them. Taste is the other one.
Salzburg is in Austria.
You got that, I think, didn't you?
Yep.
And Jessica Chastain won the Best Actress in a Leading Role.
I'm gonna be that person now and say, what film is that? I can't remember myself.
Oh, the thing with the name of a person.
The thing with the name of it.
Yeah.
That one. So it is an 8 out of 10?
An 8, Stephen.
Very quick with the first few. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'd say on any other day, like, you'd be a big contender.
We can see why you won in the past.
All right, that's very good. Cheers, thanks for the call.
All right, good luck now.
Take it easy.
He's such a professional. He's just no messing around.
Yeah, he's
bro. Like, have I won? No, right, Grant. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
See you later.
So Adele has been saying that she loves her fella, Rich.
Obsessed.
She says, she says, I'm obsessed with him. I've never been in love like this. Now, she was obsessed with Simon Nucky and everything was going great.
Yeah, I don't think they bought a $75 million house, though.
Sylvester Stallone's old gaff. There's a statue of him there.
There is. I'd imagine you'd want that taken down.
You'd keep that, wouldn't you?
Well,
a bit of cinema history.
Look, maybe this is it. For
I know, yeah, but like, were they not nearly breaking up there about 6 months ago when all the Vegas thing happened? There was rumors that they were nearly broken up, and well, now she's saying she's obsessed. It's just too much.
Yeah, she's still talking about that, and this has nothing to do. She did Desert Island Discs about a month ago, but she said that she still cancelling the shows was her worst moment. It was the worst moment of my career. I was so excited about those shows. It was devastating. She added that she was embarrassed and the first couple of months were really, really hard. I don't think she left the house for quite
a while. It was a water feature that didn't work. She could have done the shows. If she was that bad, if it was that much of a problem, just forget about the water feature and carry on.
I definitely want more kids. I'm a homemaker. I'm a matriarch. And my stable life helps me with my music.
Okay.
But all I got in my brain is Vegas. And I want to effing nail it. Whenever she does do it, it'll be a good show.
It will be good. Eve Houston's been on Jimmy Fallon and The Tonight Show. And she's been saying that she has a new obsession. And a lot of ladies will agree with her on this one.
You were telling me, Bex, that you have a new obsession. What is this?
Formula One. I don't know if it's like a big thing here yet, but in Europe it's...
massive.
It's massive.
No, in America it is big, but I don't know in New York if it's that big.
Well, yeah, New York, I don't know.
Yeah, New Yorkers, we take our time. We go, well, we're not sure.
Well, I'm going to make you all get into it.
Okay, tell us.
So there's this show on Netflix called Drive to Survive. During the pandemic, I didn't really do anything, obviously, like everyone else.
Yeah.
But I watched this show and Drive to Survive on Netflix. It follows all the drivers, the Formula One drivers. I never cared about sports before, by the way. And now I'm completely hooked. They're all gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's like a boy band kind of thing. You follow their lives. Also, one of the team principals, the boss of Red Bull, is married to Jerry Horner, who's a Spice Girl.
Oh, yeah, so Jerry.
There's something for everyone.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. And so, actually, Brad Pitt is making a Formula One movie.
Yeah.
And I have the same manager as Brad Pitt. Flex.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
So I was at dinner with my manager, and I was obviously talking about it, and she was like, oh, he's making a movie about it. And I was like, get Brad Pitt on the phone right now. And she called him.
She did.
And I said, I will do anything in this movie. I will have one line. I will be in the pit crew. I will do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But I've got to be in this film.
And I'm obsessed with Formula One, yeah.
Obsessed. And he said, I'm such a fan. I watched Behind Her Eyes twice. You're in it, kid.
Yes! What? Wow.
Good
That's
story. Pretty cool. That's nice. Pretty cool. So, yeah, like, well, Jimmy knows about it, I'm sure. That's the reason it's going to be in Vegas this year or next year.
So a lot of people discover that show, actually, yeah.
It's massive, massive.
It's get Brad Pitt on the phone now. That's the kind of dinner
she's quite bossy, isn't she?
That's good. Well, if your manager's got the same manager.
Sort it out. Yeah. Megan Thee Stallion, new tune out. Video is now out as well. Her. It's called Her. She. Take a peek, it's me. Tell your friends this. Her. You do you and whatever that is, I'ma do it better. Hoes must have just seen me in it playing catch up. It's looking like Lil Megan's playing dress up. Would I ever spend a block on it? Never. I don't even wear an outfit twice. That dumb. Any got a problem, probably never met them. Tell her, hey, the kids both cheeks chow, Bella. But I'm used to the chatter because I'm her.
Brilliant. Oh man, that's great.
The new video is now out. So yesterday I went on Twitter and I was like, what's this? I've got a notification and it was from a Strawberry listener. I didn't know. I mean, this is very quick.
Yeah, a few people sent it to me yesterday. It's 10 years ago yesterday since this happened on television, which is possibly the best line in a soap opera of all time.
It's like over a quarter of a million views. Is everyone ready?
Here we go.
My son is in the kitchen eating a biscuit.
Isn't he dead now?
The character's...
Jack.
No, yeah, I think I don't think he's longer.
I don't mean the man.
Yeah, yeah, Jack.
Jack Branning, wasn't it?
My son. Is it... So he came in... I had the full scene, because I remember seeing that or something.
Was it something like, what about your son?
Saying something about, yeah, you don't even look after your son. And she said, my son. She grabbed him by the face. I didn't realise that. My son is in the kitchen having a biscuit.
My son is in the kitchen eating a biscuit.
Oh. Well, it was 10 years ago yesterday.
Happy anniversary, everybody.
On EastEnders. My son. Sharon. She's had more husbands than biscuits since then. And I couldn't tell you who she's with now. I don't know. I haven't a clue.
1 in 5 Premier League club fans would ditch their team if their missus issued them an ultimatum. It's me or them.
Ah, yeah, they're not stupid. Like,
but only 1 in 5.
All right.
Southampton okay. supporters are the most likely to abandon their side. So, like,
have
so,
they checked that since the weekend? Yeah.
Some 32%. No, there could be other clubs that might. Some 32%, almost 1 in 3, would drop Southampton if they had to make a decision. It's them, it's the club, or me. Aston Villa were also very easily walk away from their club.
Would they?
Yeah.
Jeez, all the Villa fans I know are hardcore.
Oh, I only know one, and he's hardcore, all right. There's no way he's ever leaving. Arsenal fans, are there 24% of Arsenal fans would walk. I can understand that.
Yeah.
Chelsea then as well. Then Spurs, 21%. Really? West Ham, Nottingham Forest, and the least likely to give up their club are Newcastle fans.
Ah, good on them.
Yeah, they're very passionate about their club.
On the Magpies.
So I think only 14% of Magpies fans would leave.
I went on to LinkedIn the other day for, I don't know why, got a notification, and you know when
there's a job offer,
you've been viewed in by whoever.
Yeah.
And I clicked into it, and it was someone in West Ham. So someone
thought you were that Mark Noble.
Was googling the real Mark Noble. He stand up. Got a very shocking disappointment. But
if he's
just,
if he's the real Mark Noble, what are you?
Well, I'm also the real Mark Noble.
You're the real Noble.
Not that one. But like, it had the West Ham crest and everything on this. Whoever was searching, so this was like a legit person. High up.
But do they not see that you clicked on them now?
I didn't say who. It just said where your searchers work. So okay. when I clicked on that, I could see West Ham Football Club, which was kind of bizarre. But why would they be searching him? Surely they know all there is to know about.
Well, it could be West Ham. It could be a fan just looking.
I know, it was like, it was the company.
Oh really?
Yeah, it was like the legitimate verified.
Oh,
West Ham. West Ham were searching.
Maybe they're going to give you offer you a gig.
Hardly.
Why not?
My legs aren't as good as they used to be.
Not playing football.
What else would they give me a gig doing?
Just, you know,
MCing.
Yeah, maybe a bit of maybe match announcing.
Sort me for the. Oh yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Goal from West Ham United.
We got a guy from Dublin. His name's Mark.
I could do that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I could do that.
Well, look, maybe they're listening now.
Maybe they are. And finally for the moment, and I can't say I disagree with her, but an ex-teacher who got pregnant by a student is going to film the birth. So she's saying she's now too hot to work as a teacher. I can't disagree with her. She's absolutely gorgeous. But
well, she was fired, was she?
Well, yeah. I mean, she was working like there's definitely like there's illegal activities as well here. There's like 13. It was a 13 to 14 year old school she was teaching in. She was forced to quit her job once boss had discovered that she had an OnlyFans page. Now, she got pregnant by a former student. Now, it doesn't say whether the student was now older. I don't think it was. How you doing, miss?
It's former student, right?
See, after geography or anything like that, it wasn't anything like that. As far as I know, she used to work in a school teaching 13 to 14 year olds. Then they discovered that she had an OnlyFans account. Again, probably not the best side hustle if you're a teacher.
No, certainly not. No.
So she's not quite there yet. The baby's due in October, early November. You'll be able to watch the whole thing. I presume it'll be behind a paywall.
Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no point in that out there if you're not going to get some quid for it.
But is it not?
I don't know.
Her audience. Oh, I don't know.
Know your audience. She says, this may come across as a controversial post, and rightfully so, on Instagram. Being a former teacher, I miss some aspects of the job, such as giving knowledge. Besides my former curriculum, I've also studied health and science. Teachers weren't like that back in my day, Jim. Don't know about you.
Certainly not.
So you'll be able to watch it all if you like. If you want to go and search more information about her. Her name is Amy Cupps. K-U-P-P-S. It's F104. Good morning.
There's a guy in, I think he's in England, and he's got a very strange partner. She does this thing when they go out for meals. She not only eats his food, she eats his food. She's the first to eat his food. So if he gets a steak,
he tries it for her. She tries it for him.
Yeah, she insists. Right. So this is how it started. Right. She'd get a steak, and she'd have to have the first bit of it. Gets a bit of cake, she has to have the first spoonful of it. on top of what she's having.
She got her own dinner. So yeah, like yeah, she's
getting her own stuff,
like,
but she has to eat his food.
It's hard to kind of understand. She might, I'll have wherever you leave.
So he noticed it and he thought, oh, that's kind of annoying me. And she kept doing it. And he said it to her, and she was going, I'll try and stop. And then he noticed she was eating his stuff at home as well.
Okay.
And he baked a cake and he had it cut into 8 slices. And he went out with his friends and he told his friends, hang on there, I'm going to get you a slice of cake to bring home.
It was all gone.
And she took a bite out of each of the 8 pieces.
Ah, that's weird.
Yes, it's weird. Then he gets a lunchbox lock thing. Now, only probably students do this.
Yeah.
Or people who share.
Your own shelf in the fridge.
He had snacks under lock and key in the fridge. She broke into the lock and took a bite out of all the snacks. And then he said, I've got baguettes in there, he said.
I've got baguettes.
So he kicked her out.
Who keeps baguettes in a fridge?
I don't know.
That's not what the French were thinking.
Exactly, in a lunchbox. So if you have anybody, if you've got a partner who's got a weird habit that like you just tolerate.
I think that'd be funny a bit. But all the time.
The first bite.
Like your lovely steak has just arrived on the place. Here you go.
Yeah.
Knock yourself out. It's a bit controlling or something, or I don't know.
It was very strange what she was doing, especially when he had a word with her. But like, if you have a partner that does that and it's doing your head in, like you wouldn't mind if they taste it.
What weird things.
You'd ask.
Or ends. I would like even if you don't even have to ask about the ends. Yeah. Like, are you finished with that? Yeah, grand.
Would you like a bit of that? Would you like to try this?
Yeah.
That's fine. But like just digging in with your spoon. Let's give us a go of that. Bang.
It's
no.
A bit of a strange quirk.
It is. Very odd. Have you got anything odder than that? Let us know.
We've all done the... I'm just testing to make sure it's nice. But this is all the time. It's like a different thing.
She insists she has to have the first bite of everything he has.
It stems from a childhood thing.
Very weird.
Relationship weirdness, please. 087-679-7104. We always love to hear it. We won't share any names, I promise.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.